Shalom, I'm Eddie Chumney of Hebraic Heritage Ministries, and we welcome you to the weekly yeshiva teaching. The weekly yeshiva teaching is free, and we would encourage you to make it available to your friends and family. You can receive the teaching by going to the ministry's website, www.hebroots.org, and click on the link Eddie's Weekly Yeshiva Teachings. The teaching is in MP3 format, and you can subscribe to receive it automatically through an RSS feed where it will be downloaded to your iTunes, and from there you could transfer it to your iPod or your iPhone. You can listen to the teaching at the ministry website, or you can download it to your computer and listen to it at your convenience. The purpose of the teaching is to help you to be rooted and grounded on the fundamentals of understanding the Hebraic roots of Christianity. We need to remember that when we're studying the Hebraic roots of Christianity, we must keep everything centered on Yeshua the Messiah. That is because it is written in Psalm chapter 40 and verse 7, "Then said I, Lo, I come, in the volume of the book, it is written of me." That verse is quoted of Yeshua in Hebrews in chapter 10 and verse 7. Then Yeshua himself stated in Luke chapter 24 and verse 44, "These are the words which I spoke unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the Torah of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me." Therefore, Yeshua said that the Hebrew Scriptures are written of him, that the Torah is written of him. In understanding how the Torah is written of Yeshua, we must know that it was Yeshua who gave the Torah at Mount Sinai. And by looking at some New Testament scriptures, we can understand this. In Matthew, in chapter 1, in verse 21, it is written, "And she," Mary, "shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name," in Hebrew, "Yeshua, because he will save his people from their sins." Then in Luke chapter 2 in verse 11, it is written, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Therefore, we can see that it is Yeshua who saves his people from their sins, and Yeshua is our Savior. From realizing these things, now we look at the first part of James in chapter 4 in verse 12, where it is written, "There is one lawgiver who is able to save." The one that is able to save, who is Yeshua, is the one that gave the Torah at Mount Sinai. In this lesson, we're going to be continuing our studies on the subject of what is Torah. And this is going to be part 3 of what is Torah. We need to remember that when we're understanding what is the Torah, often when Christians hear a discussion regarding the Torah, their mind automatically goes to contrasting following the Torah with salvation through Yeshua by grace through faith. The Bible is clear that we are saved by grace through faith, and it's not based upon anything that we do to merit our salvation. In Romans, in chapter 3, verses 20 and 28, it is written, "Therefore, by the deeds of the Torah shall no flesh be justified in his sight. Romans chapter 3, verse 28. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the Torah. Now, we're going to look at Galatians chapter 2 and verse 16. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the Torah, but by faith in Yeshua HaMashiach. For by the works of the Torah shall no flesh be justified. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 11. But that no man is justified by the Torah in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 9. And being found in him, not having my own righteousness, but that which is through the faith of Messiah, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Then we look at Ephesians in chapter 2 in verse 8. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. So most Christians understand that salvation through Yeshua is not based upon our own works, our own merit, independent of Him, that we are saved by grace through faith. But what they don't understand is once we are saved by grace through faith, by repenting of our sins and trusting in the shed blood of Yeshua for the forgiveness of our sins, we are then to live our saved lives by obeying Yeshua, keeping His commandments, and endeavoring to live holy lives. And the way we do this is obeying the Word of God, obeying the commandments of Yeshua, which is the same or synonymous with obeying His Torah, because Torah and the Word of God, biblically, are synonymous terms. So, Paul asks the question in Romans chapter 3 and verse 31. Do we make void, that means to do away with, the Torah through faith? Because we are saved by grace through faith, do we then, in response, not follow the Torah? He answers the question, and he says, God forbid, we establish the Torah. So why do we establish the Torah if we're not saved by following the Torah? That is because if we do not follow the Torah, we sin. Because in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 4, it says, whosoever commits sin transgresses the Torah, for sin is the transgression of the Torah. So in response to receiving forgiveness of sin, that is forgiveness from transgressing the Torah through the shed blood of Yeshua, we are then not to go around and live sinful lives, live lives that transgress the Torah. So as Paul explained in Romans chapter 3 verse 31, we establish the Torah. Now, because we fail, because we sin from time to time, in order for us to maintain our relationship with Yeshua the Messiah, He bestows His mercy or His grace upon us when, according to 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, we confess our sin. He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. So, in order to keep and follow the commandments of Yeshua, because we fail from time to time, we need His grace. We need His mercy. So in Exodus in chapter 20 in verse 6, it is written, showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Psalm 103, verses 17 and 18, it is written, but the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. So there isn't just a specific period of time that begins after Yeshua died on the tree that started an age of the grace of the God of Israel. Because his mercy or his grace, as we're told in Psalm 103 verse 17, is from everlasting to everlasting. In verse 18, it's those that keep his covenant, which is the same as remembering his commandments or following his Torah and do them. Psalm 119 verse 29, it is written, grant me your Torah graciously. Proverbs chapter 31 verse 26, she opens her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the Torah of kindness. Following Torah is righteousness, which means the right way that we are to live our lives. Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 8, in what nation is there so great that has statutes and judgments so righteous as all this Torah which I've set before you this day? Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 25, and it shall be our righteousness, or the right way that we are to live our lives so that we can be in right standing with the God of Israel. Of course, that is through the redemptive work of Yeshua the Messiah. If we observe to do all these commandments before the Lord our God as he has commanded us. It is those who follow the Torah that will be justified before the God of Israel. Romans chapter 2 and verse 13, for not the hearers of the Torah are just before God, but the doers of the Torah shall be justified. Yeshua is the goal or the target of which the Torah aims. Romans chapter 10 verse 4, in the King James it says, Messiah is the end of the law. And it gives the impression that he did away with it. But the word that's translated as end is the Greek word telos. It is the number 5056 in the Strong's Greek Dictionary. And looking at the definition of the word from the Strong's, it says, to set out for a definite point or goal, the end to which all things relate, the aim or the purpose of a thing. So the correct way to understand the verse is Messiah is the goal or the target of the Torah. You see, the target shows us the standard of the God of Israel. And the Torah defines for us what is living outside of the standard of the God of Israel. And living outside of his standard is sin. And so when we look at that standard, we cannot measure up to that standard because all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, as we're told in Romans in chapter 3 and verse 23. So therefore, how are we going to deal with the fact that we violate the standard of the God of Israel? So it points us to our need for a Messiah who is going to, through the shedding of his blood, make the forgiveness of our sin possible and thus bring us into fellowship with the God of Israel. The Torah is written about Yeshua. Luke chapter 24 verse 44, Yeshua said, "All things must be fulfilled which were written in the Torah of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me." John chapter 1 verse 45, Philip found Nathanael and said unto him, "We have found him of whom Moses in the Torah and the prophets did write, Yeshua of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." John chapter 5 verse 46, Yeshua says once again that the Torah is written of him. In dialoguing with Jews, he said, "For had you believed Moses or that which is written in the Torah, you would have believed me. For he, or the Torah, is written of me." Acts chapter 28 verse 23 is an account where Paul testifies that he taught Yeshua from the Hebrew scriptures, where it says he expounded and testified the kingdom of God, persuading them concerning Yeshua, both out of the Torah of Moses and out of the prophets. Yeshua kept the Torah. In Matthew, in chapter 5, verse 17, Yeshua said, "Think not," meaning, "Do not even consider it a possibility that I've come to destroy the Torah or the prophets. Don't even think that I've come to destroy." That means to do away with. And also, destroying the Torah is an idiomatic phrase in the Hebrew culture that means to incorrectly interpret the way you are to follow the Torah. Because Yeshua gave the Torah at Mount Sinai, he's the one that knows the heart or the intent of the Torah and how it's supposed to be followed and how we're supposed to live our lives in accordance with the Torah. So he goes on to say, "I've not come to destroy, but to fulfill." Now, a false witness says that Yeshua changed following the Torah. In Acts, in chapter 6, we have the account of accusations that were brought against Stephen, where it says, "And there arose certain of the synagogue disputing with Stephen." Acts chapter 6 verse 11. "And they suborned men which said of Stephen, We have heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and against God." Acts chapter 6 verse 13. "And they set up false witnesses which said." So we are being told that there are false witnesses, and now we're being told what the false witnesses say. So what they say is not going to be true. And what is it that they say? That this man, speaking of Stephen, ceases not to speak blasphemous words against the Torah, because in verse 14, we've heard him say that this Yeshua of Nazareth shall change the customs which Moses delivered unto us. Therefore, a false witness says that Yeshua changed following the Torah. Well, he didn't change following the Torah. He's the one that gave the Torah. In James chapter 4 and verse 12, it is written, "There's one lawgiver who is able to save. The one that saves his people from their sins is Yeshua." Matthew chapter 1 verse 21, "He's our Savior." Luke chapter 2 verse 11. In Isaiah chapter 33 verse 22, it is written, "For the Lord is our judge, the Lord is our lawgiver, the Lord is our king, he will save us." So, the one who is our judge is also our lawgiver. The one that's our lawgiver is our king. The one that's our lawgiver is our judge. Our judge is also our king. and the one that is our judge, our lawgiver, and our king is the same one who saves us. So Yeshua is our Savior. We're told in Romans chapter 14, verse 10, that Yeshua is our judge. We shall all appear before the judgment seat of Yeshua. And then in John chapter 1, verse 49, Nathanael sees Yeshua and says unto him, Rabbi, you are the King of Israel. In Revelation, in chapter 19, verse 16, Yeshua is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We love Yeshua by keeping his commandments, which is following his Torah. In John chapter 14, verse 15, Yeshua said, If you love me, keep my commandments. Yeshua was quoting or making a reference to Exodus chapter 20, verse 6, which says, Showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. So by Yeshua making a link or an association of John chapter 14, verse 15 to Exodus chapter 20, verse 6, if we look at the context of Exodus chapter 20, verse 6, Yeshua is also making an association to the context of the verse. And the context of the verse is the one that is speaking is Yahweh Elohim, who brought his people out of Egypt. And here in Exodus chapter 20, he's giving the Torah. He's giving the Ten Commandments. Exodus chapter 20, verse 2. I am Yahweh your Elohim, which brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. So when Yeshua makes the link or the association of if you love me, keep my commandments to Exodus chapter 20, verse 6, looking at the context of Exodus chapter 20, Yeshua is making the claim that he is Yahweh Elohim, that he brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, and the one that brought the children of Israel out of Egypt did so because he remembered his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Exodus chapter 2, verses 23 and 24, and the one that brought his people out of Egypt is the one that gave the Torah at Mount Sinai. This is how the Torah speaks of Yeshua. In 1 John chapter 2 and verse 6, it is written, He that says he abides in him, meaning he that says he's a believer in Yeshua as the Messiah, ought himself to walk. Walk means the way we live our lives. We ought to walk as he walked. Well, did Yeshua follow the Torah? Of course he did. So, we have to walk as he walked. Did Yeshua keep the biblical Sabbath? Yes, he did. So, we are to keep the biblical Sabbath. Did Yeshua keep the biblical festivals? Yes, we are to keep the biblical festivals. Did Yeshua eat clean food? Yes, we are to eat clean food as well. Well, what is the meaning of Torah? Torah is the Strong's number 8451. And in the Strong's Hebrew Dictionary, it will tell you that Torah comes from the Strong's number 3384, which is Yerah. Torah is derived from the word Yerah, which means to teach, to instruct, to lay a foundation, to point out as aiming the finger. So Torah means the teaching or the instruction of the God of Israel. It's as a father instructing his child to point out as aiming the finger. And so the Torah is our foundation for understanding the Bible, Yeshua, and the ways of the God of Israel. Now, let's look at the Hebrew word Torah at what's called the sod level, which is the heart meaning, the spiritual meaning. And we're going to take the Hebrew word Torah. Now, Hebrew is read from right to left. So when you write Torah, you would write it from right to left. But we're going to look at the sod meaning by looking at the letters from left to right. So the last letter of Torah is the Hebrew letter He. And if we look at the ancient Hebrew, because historically Hebrew was a picture language, and He in the pictographical meaning of the letter means look or behold. And then we look at the next letter, which is Resh, and Resh means the head. It means the first. It refers to a person. Then if we look at the Vav, Vav in Hebrew means nail or hook. By itself in the Hebrew language, it means and. Then if we look at the Hebrew letter Tav, Tav means a mark or a sign. Its meaning is associated with covenant. And so the Christian association is to a mark, a sign, the cross. So the Hebrew word Torah, which consists of the Hebrew letters Tav, Vav, Resh, and He, if we look at those letters from left to right, the pictographical meaning of Torah is behold, that's the He, the head or the man, that's the Resh, nailed, that's the Vav, as a sign, a mark, a covenant, or nailed to the cross. Behold the man nailed to the cross, or behold the man who secures the covenant. This is the heart meaning of Torah. Yeshua is the goal of the Torah. It is all written about Him, and Torah points to Yeshua, who laid down His life by dying on the tree, shedding His blood, forgiving us of our sins, and bringing us in right relationship with our Heavenly Father, wherein we are able to be the bride of Messiah because of the marriage or the covenant relationship that we have with Him. So next, what we're going to do is we're going to begin the process of going through the Bible, and we're going to look at biblical definition of what is Torah. First, we look at Isaiah chapter 2 and verse 3. And here we see that Torah is the way we walk or the way we live our lives. Isaiah chapter 2 verse 3, it is written, "And many people shall go and say, come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob." This is referring to the temple of the Messianic era. "And from there, He," referring to Yeshua, "will teach us His ways. We will walk in His paths." So what is walking in the ways or the path of Yeshua? Goes on to say, "Out of Zion," or in Hebrew, Zion, "shall go forth the Torah and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem." So Torah is synonymous with the word of the Lord, and Zion is synonymous with Jerusalem. We can see how Torah is the way we are to walk, because in Isaiah chapter 2 and verse 3, where it says we will walk in His paths, and it says He will teach us His ways. The Hebrew word way is the Strong's number 1870. It's the Hebrew word derech. And the word walk is the Strong's number 1980, which means halak, from which we get the word halakha. And to a religious Jew, referring to the way that you are to follow the Torah, it is called halakha, or the way you walk. Now, the Hebrew word derech from the Strong's Hebrew Dictionary means a way, a journey, a path, a direction. It means a course of life. And the word halak means to go, to walk, a course of life. So the Hebrew words derech and halak, which is associated with following the Torah, is a path, a journey. It's the way we are to live our lives. It is a lifestyle. Now, those who are spiritually mature walk in the Torah of the God of Israel. Psalm 119, verse 1, it is written, "Blessed are the undefiled." Now, the word undefiled is the Strong's number 8549, and it is the Hebrew word tamim, which means whole or complete. It means without blemish. It refers to spiritual maturity. So blessed are those who are without blemish, those who are spiritually mature in the way, mature in the way, because they walk in the Torah of the Lord. Now, fearing Yahweh is following his Torah. Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 19, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God, which is what? To keep all the words of this Torah and these statutes and to do them. Deuteronomy chapter 31 and verse 12, gather the people together, men and women and children, and your stranger that is within your gates, that they may hear and that they may learn and fear the Lord your God and observe to do all the words of this Torah. Fearing Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 33. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom. What is wisdom and understanding? It's following the Torah. Psalm 111, in verse 10, it is written, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments." We can see how keeping or following the Torah is biblically defined as wisdom and understanding from 1 Chronicles chapter 22, verse 7 and verse 12, where it is written that David said to Solomon, his son, "Only the Lord give you wisdom and understanding, that you may keep the Torah of the Lord your God." Psalm 119, verse 34, "Give me understanding, and I shall keep your Torah." The Torah is knowledge. Psalm 119, verse 66, "Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed your commandments." Malachi chapter 2 and verse 7, "For the priest's lips should keep knowledge, and they should seek the Torah at his mouth." The Torah is followed by those with understanding. Nehemiah chapter 8 verses 2 and 3 and verse 8, it is written, "And Ezra the priest brought the Torah and all that could hear with understanding. And he read therein before the street. Those that could understand in the ears of all the people were attentive unto the book of the Torah." So they read in the book of the Torah and caused them to understand the reading. Following Torah is knowledge and understanding, as we can see from Nehemiah chapter 10, verse 28. "And the rest of the people, the priests, the Levites, the porters, the singers, and all they that had separated themselves from the people of the lands under the Torah of God, their wives, their sons, and their daughters, every one having knowledge and having understanding. The Torah is the statutes of Yahweh. Exodus chapter 18, verse 16. It is written, when they have a matter, they come unto me, and I judge between one and another, and I do make them know the statutes of God and his Torah. We can see how the Torah is the statutes and judgments of the God of Israel from Leviticus chapter 26, verse 46. These are the statutes and judgments and Torah which the Lord made between him and the children of Israel in Mount Sinai by the hand of Moses. The Torah is light. Psalm 119, verse 105. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Psalm 119, verse 130. The entrance of your words gives light. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 23. For the commandment is a lamp, and the Torah is light. In Psalm 119, verse 105, it says, your word is a lamp, and your word is a light. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 23 says, the commandment is a lamp, and the Torah is light. So, Torah is synonymous with the word of the God of Israel, and his word or his Torah, which is his commandments, they are a lamp for us and they are a light for our path or the way we live our lives. The Torah is my judgments and light. Isaiah in chapter 51 in verse 4, it is written, hearken unto me, my people, and give ear unto me, O my nation, for a Torah shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to rest for a light of the people. We can see how the Torah is the commandments of Yahweh, Exodus chapter 16, verse 28. And the Lord said to Moses, how long refuse you to keep my commandments and my Torah? The Torah is the voice of Yahweh, the statutes of Yahweh, and the commandments of Yahweh. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 10. If you will hearken unto the voice of Yahweh your Elohim to keep his commandments and his statutes, which are written in this book of the Torah. The Torah is my voice, it is my charge, it is my commandments, and it is my statutes. Genesis chapter 26, verse 5. Because Abraham obeyed my voice, kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my Torah. The sheep of Yeshua hear his voice, which means hears his Torah. John chapter 10, verse 27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Hearing the voice of the God of Israel is giving ear to his commandments. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. And said, if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes. Following Torah is having hearing ears. Matthew chapter 13, verses 15 and 16, it is written, for this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. The Torah is keeping the statutes, the judgments, and testimonies of Yahweh, and walking in his way. 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 1 and verse 3. Now the days of David drew nigh that he should die, and he charged Solomon his son, saying, Keep the charge of the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes, his commandments, his judgments, and his testimonies, as it is written in the Torah of Moses, that you may prosper in all that you do, and whatsoever you turn yourself. Following Torah is the way we should walk, and we are to teach the Torah to others. Exodus chapter 18 and verse 20. And you shall teach them ordinances and Torah, and you shall show them the way that they must walk and the work that they must do. Abraham taught his children Torah. Genesis chapter 18, verse 17 and verse 19, it is written, And the Lord said, Shall I hide from Abraham the thing which I do? For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, that they would keep the way of the Lord. The way of the Lord is following his Torah, or his commandments. We can see how we are to teach our children Torah. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 6 and 7. And these words which I command you this day shall be in your heart, and you shall teach them diligently unto your children, and you shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. Our children are to walk in the way of the Torah. 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 16. Now therefore, O Lord God of Israel, keep with your servant David my father that which you promised him, saying, There shall not fail you a man in my sight to sit upon the throne of Israel, yet so that your children take heed to their way to walk in my Torah as you have walked before me. The Torah is to be in our mouth. Exodus chapter 13, verse 9. And it shall be for a sign unto you, and upon your hand, and for a memorial between your eyes, that the Lord's Torah may be in your mouth. The Torah is to be read to others. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 11. When all Israel is come to appear before the Lord your God, in the place which he shall choose, which is Jerusalem, you shall read this Torah before all Israel in their hearing. The Torah is to be taught to others. Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 11. According to the sentence of the Torah, which they shall teach you. Ezra chapter 7 and verse 10. For Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the Torah of the Lord, and to do it, and to teach in Israel statutes and judgments. Yeshua instructs or chastens and teaches out of his Torah. Psalm 94 verse 12. Blessed is the man whom you chasten, O Lord, and teach him out of your Torah. A prophet of the God of Israel teaches the people of the God of Israel to follow his Torah. 2 Kings chapter 17, verse 13. Yet the Lord testified against Israel and against Judah by all the prophets, saying, or this is the message of all the prophets, Keep my commandments and my statutes according to all the Torah which I commanded your fathers, in which I sent to you by my servants, the prophets. A prophet of Yahweh teaches his people to follow the Torah. We can see this from Malachi chapter 4, verses 4 and 5. Remember ye the Torah of Moses, my servant. The subject is remember the Torah of Moses. Verse 5, Behold, I send you Elijah the prophet. Elijah the prophet is being sent with the message of remember the Torah of Moses. The Torah is the counsel of the God of Israel. Ezekiel chapter 7, verse 26. The Torah shall perish from the priest and counsel from the ancients. The Torah makes wise the simple, or those who are not learned in the Torah. Psalm 19, verse 7. The Torah of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. A wise son follows the Torah. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 7. Whoso keeps the Torah is a wise son. We are to meditate on the words of the Torah. Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8. This book of the Torah shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night. We can see how we are to meditate on the words of the Torah. So it will be in our mind, it will be in our heart, and so we do it in Psalm chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. Blessed is the man that walks, verse 2, in the Torah of the Lord, and in his Torah does he meditate day and night. Psalm 119 and verse 97. Oh, how love I your Torah! It is my meditation all the day. We are to be encouraged or have strength to follow the Torah. Joshua chapter 23 and verse 6. Be therefore very courageous to keep and to do all that is written in the book of the Torah of Moses. 2 Chronicles chapter 31 verse 4. Moreover, he commanded the people that dwelt in Jerusalem to give the portion of the priests and the Levites, that they may be encouraged in the Torah of the Lord. We are to delight in the Torah. Psalm chapter 1 verses 1 and 2. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. The ungodly are those that don't follow the Torah. Nor stands in the way of sinners, those that don't follow the Torah. Nor sits in the seat of the scornful, those who scorn at following the Torah. But blessed is the man, verse 2, that delights in the Torah of the Lord. Psalm 112 in verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that fears the Lord, that delights greatly in his commandments. The Torah is our inheritance. Deuteronomy chapter 33 and verse 4. Moses commanded us a Torah, even the inheritance of the congregation of Jacob. The Torah contains blessings for obedience and curses for disobedience. Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 1. And it will come to pass, when all these things are come upon you, the blessing and the curse. Joshua chapter 8 verse 34. And afterward he read all the words of the Torah, the blessings and cursings, according to all that is written in the book of the Torah. The Torah contains blessings for obedience, as we can see from Deuteronomy chapter 28 verses 1 and 2. And it will come to pass, if you shall hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and to do all of his commandments which I command you this day, that all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, if you will hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God. The Torah contains curses for disobeying it. Deuteronomy chapter 27 verse 26. Cursed be he that confirms not all the words of this Torah to do them. Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 15. But it shall come to pass, if you will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God, that all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. Following Torah is choosing life. Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 10 and verse 19. If ye shall hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God, to keep his commandments and his statutes which are written in this book of the Torah, that I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life. We prosper by following the Torah. Joshua chapter 1 and verse 7. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the Torah which Moses my servant commanded you. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper in whatsoever you do. Psalm 37 verse 31. The Torah of his God is in his heart, and as a result, none of his steps shall slide. We can see how we prosper by following the Torah in 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 1 and verse 3. Now the days of David drew nigh that he should die, and he charged Solomon his son, keep the charge of the Lord your God and his commandments, as it is written in the Torah of Moses, that you may prosper in all that you do. The Torah is truth. Psalm 119, verse 142. Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and your Torah is the truth. Psalm 119, verse 151. You are near, O Lord, and all your commandments are truth. Psalm 119, verse 142. Your Torah is truth. Psalm 119, verse 151. All your commandments are truth. The Torah and the commandments are synonymous. Malachi chapter 2, verse 1 and verse 6. And now, O you priests, this commandment is for you. The Torah of truth was in his mouth. Following Torah is good, right, truth, seeking Yahweh, and being prosperous. 2 Chronicles chapter 31 and verse 20. And thus did Hezekiah that which was good and right and truth before the Lord his God. And in every work that he began in the service of the house of God and in the Torah and in the commandments to seek his God, he did it with all of his heart and prospered. Following Torah is being spiritually minded rather than being carnally minded. Paul writes in Romans chapter 7 verse 14, for we know that the Torah is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. You see, human beings are fleshly, they're carnal, but the Torah, which is the word of God or the commandments of God, is spiritual. Romans chapter 8 verse 7, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it's not subject to the Torah of God, neither indeed can it be. Romans chapter 8 verse 6, to be carnally minded or to be without the Torah and to live life in your own understanding apart from the Torah is death. But to be spiritually minded, which Paul defined in Romans chapter 7 verse 14 as following the Torah, is life, because we're supposed to choose life, choose the Torah, Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 19, and it is peace. It is shalom. Well, this is going to conclude this week's teaching. Remember that Hebraic Heritage Ministries is supported by your love gifts, tithes, and offerings, and we would encourage you to be a partner with Hebraic Heritage Ministries. The address of the ministry is Hebraic Heritage Ministries, Post Office Box 81, Strasburg, that's Strasburg, Ohio, 44680. Hebraic Heritage Ministries has an extensive website located at www.hebroots.org, where we have different categories of subjects, and there are tabs that refers to each category of subject, and in each category of learning there are written articles, there are audio teachings, and there are video teachings to help you to study and learn the Hebraic roots of Christianity. In addition, the ministry has a web store where we offer many materials, where you can study by obtaining CDs, DVDs, and a variety of books. Now, remember always these words from 1 John chapter 2 and verse 6. He who says he abides in him, he who says he's a believer in Yeshua as the Messiah, ought himself to walk, that means to live our lives, even as he walked. And how did Yeshua walk? How did he live his life? He followed the Torah of his father. Even so, he commanded those who believe on him in John chapter 14, verse 15, if you love me, keep my commandments. Until next week's teaching, Shalom, in Yeshua the Messiah. Amen.